Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the coming hours, the U.S. House will transmit an article of impeachment against former President Trump to the U.S. Senate, where, as President pro tempore of the chamber, Democrat Patrick Leahy will preside over the trial next month. NPR's Kelsey Snell says a jury will hear the evidence for and against Donald Trump over the role he played in this month's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
First, they will swear in members of the Senate as jurors tomorrow, and then pretrial briefs will begin. Those will be due on the 8th, and then the trial itself can start on the 9th. So we're kind of in a stage where it's ceremonial and then behind closed doors as everybody kind of prepares for the big public arguments that are to come.
NPR's Kelsey Snell, compared with his first impeachment trial, this time Trump won't have the benefit of a White House counsel since he's no longer president. Those who represented him in the past won't be available this time around, but Senate Democrats face an uphill battle. It'll take every member of their party and the independents who caucus with them, plus 17 Republicans, to convict Trump. The White House says it's in the process of evaluating the nation's supply of COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the rollout in the U.S. has been plagued by a number of problems, including confusion over eligibility requirements and the number of doses being distributed to states.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is working as quickly as it can to assess the nation's stockpile of COVID vaccines in order to speed up distribution and boost supply levels.
The confusion around this issue, which we acknowledge there is some confusion, speaks to a larger problem, which is what we're inheriting from the prior administration, which is much worse than we could have imagined. So we are assessing now what we have access to.
Calling it a multifaceted challenge, Psaki says the Biden White House is taking steps to work more closely with states to create additional vaccination locations, regulating vaccine supplies, and hiring more healthcare workers to administer the shots. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The pharmaceutical company Merck says it's halting development of two experimental COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Joe Palca reports the company cites disappointing results in early studies.
A first step in developing any vaccine is what's known as a phase one trial. This is where researchers see if the experimental vaccine causes any obvious troubling side effects and whether it shows laboratory signs that it can promote the kind of immune response that would protect people should they be exposed to the coronavirus. In a statement, Merck said although the vaccine was well tolerated, it did not generate the kind of immune response seen in other COVID-19 vaccines that have proven effective. The company says it's now planning to focus its COVID-19 work on drug therapies that are in large-scale studies in patients. Joe Palca, NPR News.
This is NPR. In President Biden's latest reversal of a Trump-era policy via executive action, transgender people will no longer be barred from serving in the U.S. military. The Treasury Department will revive a plan to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. The Trump administration had halted the redesign to prominently feature the American abolitionist. Today's announcement came during White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's daily news briefing, in which she also announced the Biden administration's plan to reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions. They affect non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and 26 other European countries. Masks are mandated in airports as well as on rail and bus travel. Starting Tuesday, Israel bans all passenger flights in and out of the country. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem. Officials are trying to prevent variants of the coronavirus from being introduced.
The ban on inbound and outbound travel, including private jets, will last till the end of the month. Exceptions will be made for medical treatment, attending a close relative's funeral, or appearing in court. Officials are trying to prevent more infectious variants of the virus from getting to the country. The UK variant has been driving a surge of infections in Israel. Israeli health officials say they've also detected variants from South Africa and Los Angeles. At the same time, Israel has administered vaccines to more than a fourth of its citizens, more than any other country. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News.